MGTOW men, welcome back. So making these videos, making this content, it's what I do in secret. And the weird dichotomy is I do it once in secret only for it to be consumed in public. But even at that, it's still done with being secretive in mind. That's what makes MGTOW so unique. It's what inspires men, many men, on a daily basis. And it's a feeling as if they have extra edge, an extra edge, that extra understanding that will allow them to stay safe, productive, diligent, passionate, and ahead of the game. It's extra knowledge. It's a course that wasn't listed on the course offering sheet that is handed out at the start of the year, but you happen to stumble upon it. Sometimes men stumble upon it at the perfect time, right when they are at the 23rd hour. Some find it after they've long observed it and they were in no rush to find out new information. They just know that it's nice to now have this info. So I have a series of comments to point this out, but what I got to thinking was that MGTOW content is like a massive library and we're trying to rebuild that library, the Alexandria Library. It burned down. We're trying to pick up the books, pick up the pieces of paper, and get that content back together so men can consume it. So it's the extracurriculars, it's the extra credit course. It's written off like it's not important to take as we go up, or it's left off the course material, like I said, but it's the most important material that a man can consume because it provides answers that he's either not given, not told, not revealed to him, or worst of all, assumed he shouldn't think. So the reason that MGTOW resonates so much is because MGTOW is existing on the tips of our tongues for years. It's like the word that you know that you saw yesterday, or that factoid that you know you came across just this past week, and you're trying to recall it as you go through the Rolodex of your brain and you try to answer that question that's posed to you on a test or in a trivia game that you're playing, and MGTOW's right there for you to grasp, or at least it has been according to the acronym as it's been created over the past decade. So when you finally find it, you are already at the tipping point of understanding and you're brought to a feeling of elation and immediate understanding because you've been thinking it with the right neural pathway for all these years. You've just not been able to visualize what it is, and these videos are the visualization process. Because I was asked the other day, is MGTOW new? And I said, no, it's not new. It has been injected with a little bit of a boost. It's needed more, or it's thought about more, or this way of life is pursued more, but it is not a new way of life. So these videos I make and all the videos on YouTube, the growing resources on the internet, all the different ways to consume MGTOW content is truly a revelation, and it's a revolution, and both have been building, and men are finding it, and it is like they're hitting the top of that treasure chest with that shovel having dug for so long. Just now to finally hit the gold at the bottom like they were a prospector in the West, just about to give up and return home, only to have hope rekindled after hitting the treasure underneath the pounds of dirt. So that's what MGTOW was for me, and this was something that I was reminded of when I got a comment reply to a comment that I left on a video made by Elliot Hulse, who's a popular YouTuber and entrepreneur. The guy said, wow, this is a crazy intersection. I listen to both Sunrise and Elliot every day. That's pretty crazy. But the crazy thing is, I listen to Elliot all the time. And the first ever MGTOW video that I came across, it was recommended to me on an Elliot Hulse video. What was I looking for on that Elliot Hulse video? I remember I would think I was watching his Non-Job Revolution video. So I was looking for truth and I was looking for an alternative way to make money, an alternative way to live. MGTOW is also an alternative, but it is more than just an alternative. It's actually the way we were to live. And having just moved on from one period of my life at that point, I was kind of at a crossroads in my life and I had some time to kill, but at the same time, I had time to reflect on my past and I wanted to put a lot of effort into better understanding where I had been and where I wanted to go. Then MGTOW arrived and it all made sense. MGTOW makes sense because it's like a river flowing that is making its way through the cracks that already existed in the stream or the river. So the cracks were there and they represent the cracks that are filled by MGTOW regarding society, what a man is to do to survive in modern day society. So the alternative ways to make a living and to live a life today, the truth about hypergamy, Brifalt's law, gynocentrism, Nawalt's, etc. These cracks are the spaces that haven't been filled by those things. And for some men, they only get a trickle of water into those cracks throughout their life. But for those that are now blessed to have their thoughts actualized and hearing the internet provide a platform for truths to be shared between men that are hidden from men, that brings us to a whole new level of understanding and a whole new level of speed and persistence in life. Men did have this understanding. Actually, maybe we just didn't need it as much. We weren't requiring it as much because nature played itself out. Now we needed someone to explain nature for us because nature is unnatural today. It's pegged as being unnatural. So that library, it was slowly burned down with each new voice and with each new video, conversation, email, comment, that library is slowly being reformed and the books are slowly being put back onto shelves. So sharing the stories that reflect this. So just to expand on this, I'm going to share a variety of comments that I received over the past few days that encapsulated what MGTOW has done for many men. It has explained things that were not understood, it's given men clarity, and in some cases, it's serving as their fatherly guide. My mind has parsed the memories of this dark period in my life, and what can be best described as a frequency all too foreign, an alternate timeline disembodied and in utter discontinuity. Lured by the bait of toxic optimism and benevolent naivety, I was an antichrist, a martyr possessed through the agency of a demonic harlot. Willfully cold towards my unjust crucifixion, I was undoubtedly a volunteer like a cow to the slaughter. I ignored the red flags firmly supplanted on my path. I ignored bloodstained hands of Midas. She was the harlot with the demands of Hydra as each passing sacrifice upon the altar of gynocentrism only served to stoke the coals beneath my feet. Without a count, the seeds of desolation had been sown, their roots festered as they fed on my essence. A parasitic Trojan horse of experiential disembodiment had usurped innumerable neurological junctions, manifesting as an odious enigma. A virus with alien characteristics had emerged. Maybe a little bit verbose, but nevertheless, over the entirety of 13 months, I had endured a near fatal light level exposure. By all accounts, she was radioactive. My DNA was mutated by her presence. I had lost myself. I was chronically depressed and had developed suicidal tendencies. In the 23rd hour, I stumbled across your content and it hit me, the stress, the paralyzing anxiety attacks, the lack of direction, the lack of intrinsic motivation, the nihilism, and the pit of despair it summons. This was not me whatsoever. A week later, I woke up to the news of someone who had been an overwhelming source of positive energy having committed suicide. That afternoon, I left there. Thank God. Moving on to the next one. Hello, I think MGTOW as a wellspring where diverse men can find integrity, drink insight, and cleanse their minds and hearts with healing water from living a world inculcated with man-made myths such as scriptures, romantic hopes and dreams, as well as traditions and mores spread by the elite and powerful in every generation of society. A few men out of 1,000 have realized this clarity to see their true faces beyond the sun, beyond the horizon, and to accept that the divine comes not in obedience to man, but in to glorify the ineffable light of the divine providence that resides beneath every being. This is what MGTOW is for me. Thank you, Sunrise Hoodie, for appealing to the post-Christian and me. Second to last one. My dad became a heroin addict when I was a toddler. My mom left him after she found he had some stashed in my room. She worked hard to provide for me and refused alimony from him out of principle. Thankfully, I had plenty of male relatives to learn masculine traits from while taking in my mother's work ethic. Now, though, I turn to videos like these for guidance. Most of these guys my age are effeminate appeasers of their girlfriends who live vicariously through the media they consume, but I learn better by watching the mistakes of those around me, including my dad. To the last one. You have to understand you are breaking from traditional programming, and those who ascribe to it will not understand it. We were never allowed to be normal. We were programmed from a young age, and thus we don't know what normal really is for each of us. MGTOW allowed me to find my normal. So what is considered abnormal by most is proved to be normal in MGTOW, and that is freeing up many men to live their lives and to shrug when the shaming comes or to shrug when the pressures of life that normally push them down a chasm without light and sight instead gave them another outlet, a path of less resistance in the areas that don't matter and the resistance in life in all the areas that do. Because just because we're going our own way doesn't mean that we don't want resistance. We do. We just want our resistance to be worthwhile and to bring fruit. And that's what the MGTOW truth enables and affords. Thank you as always for your support. Sunrisehoodie@gmail.com. Sunrisehoodie on Twitter. Hoodies up, hoodies out.